like to act injudicious or something like that. But I'd like to call the meeting to order. I know we've all had the opportunity to review the minutes. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. And Superintendent Juneau, you can hear us okay, and you're with us, I trust?
Thanks.
Fantastic. I'd like to move to the first action item. Director?
Governor? And Land Board of Commissioners? The first one is the sale of a piece of property near the Warm Springs State Hospital, owned by DPHHS. It is a store and a little bit of land right around it, 5.046 acres. It also includes establishing an easement for the water and sewer. The buyer has a plan to construct a hotel. Minimum bid, the price value is $71,000, and this is the first step towards that sale.
Is there any public comment? No public comment. Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I move item 313-1.
Is there a second?
I second.
Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. As opposed? We'll move to our second action item.
Governor, this is a couple of land banking parcels. The first is a series of stranded plots next to the interstate just north of Dell, Montana. You can see them best if you just turn to the map on page 2 of this item. The sale lots are 281, 282, and 283. They serve both the Morale and Common Schools. This would be part of the land banking program. And if there aren't any questions on that one, the next parcel is in Broadwater County near Three Forks. Not the town, but the actual Three Forks. These parcels did come before the land board 5 or 6 years ago, but were withdrew when that market was very high. The landowner has gotten himself back in a more stable financial framework himself, and land values in the area have moderated to what they probably really are. So the owner would like to purchase these sections as well.
And the department, I assume, is recommending.
Yeah, the
preliminary approval and setting the minimum bids for each of those. Now, is there any concerns among the board about taking the two to go?
None, Governor.
No. Nope.
Is there any public comment on either of them? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion.
Governor, I'll move 313-2 and 3 together.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Let's move on to agenda item 313-4, Lake Rogers timber sale.
Governor, this is setting minimum bids, total volume, 2.499 million board feet. It is part of the HCP. The unit is located 20 air miles southwest of Kalispell. The map and pictures show that it's close to Rogers Lake, where there's a number of lease sales, and the units above and the timber. There was limited public comment. One concern was some nesting eagles, and we're well within our guidelines as far as the nest goes.
Is there any public comment on the Lake Rogers timber sale? None, I'd entertain a motion.
I'll move 313-4.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? 313-5, communication agreement.
Governor, this is, again, Whiting Oil and Gas Corporation with a Bakken well coming in for communitization. We own one track, Section 16, adjacent to the track where the well is being placed. There were some questions at the staffers' meeting about whether we cover the full adjacency, and it turns out that the fracking and the withdrawal of the mineral stays pretty tight to the line that you show, so it doesn't affect the next section over, even though it would kind of appear to, you know, you would think that. So we quizzed on that one. And in fact, there's some likelihood that if this one comes through, there'll be another well in this communitization plan in the future.
Is there any public comment? Seen none, entertain a motion.
I move 313-5.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. 313-6, oil and gas leases.
Governor and Commissioners, we had a very successful sale of oil and gas leases. We offered 29 tracks, that's not very many. 25 sold for over $1 million in revenue to the trust, so we thought it was pretty exciting, and even got picked up in the petroleum news as pretty aggressive bids on Montana state line, so. Not only did the staff think it was a good deal, I think the industry thought it was noteworthy as well.
Great. Is there any public comment? I would entertain a motion.
I have an idea.
313-6.
And a second.
Is there any discussion? Well, I'd only add for the newbie on the board, the Attorney General, that it seemed like near the end of last, it wasn't certain that there was any more land to lease. So it's exciting that we're getting this much money. I might ask either the director or Sean, how much of it is lands being nominated, and how much of it was us going out to find additional lands, or Monty?
Good morning, Governor, members of the board. For the record, Monty Mason, Minerals Bureau Chief for the Department. On this sale, as the director pointed out, rather small sale, 29 tracks. On this one, we did have the department place 20 of those 29 tracks on the sale, so nominations were pretty light this time around. But we did get some active bidding on those, except for the four in Daniels County that we received no bids on. Daniels County, the jury is very much out on the prospects for that at this point in time.
Thank you, Monty. Any additional questions or comments? Seen none, I'd entertain a motion.
We have them.
Oh, I did? Seen none, all those in favor of approving?
Aye.
Opposed? Move on to the next action item.
Governor, Commissioners, this is the Berrien addition. This is a disclaimer of interest. It's a small parcel in Livingston, Montana. It does lie within the historic bed of the Yellowstone River, however, Department Research has demonstrated that that bed was abandoned well before 1937, so the state has no claim of interest in it. And all this is just clearing up the title for the landowner.
Is there any public comment? Do I hear a motion?
I'll move approval, Governor, of 313-7.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Move on to the next action item. We have it separated. Oh, just keep it separate, so rights away first. 8A.
Okay. The the Gerald Stinson right-of-way is actually towards the back of your packet, page 21. This is a historic right-of-way providing access to a single-family resident and the associated outbuildings. If we either had just that one or we can go to the...
No, I was thinking keep all of them in 8A together.
Okay, very good.
And then do 8B.
Oh, got it. Gotcha. All right, so these are primarily crossings for power lines over the rivers. There's a number of them for Northwestern Energy, both on the Yellowstone as well as Lincoln Electric on the Stillwater. Pretty straightforward rights of ways for overhead lines.
Is there any public comment? Seeing none, I would do I hear a motion to approve the right-of-way application?
I move 313-8A.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Next action item.
And the next action item is the Mount Ellis easement exchange agreement. It's separated because it is an exchange. This is associated with a timber sale in the Bozeman area, Bear Canyon. This provides reciprocal access between the private landowner and our timber sale, both for us to access our timber sale and then for the landowner to access the state lands. There was a net that was in favor of the landowner of $333, and the landowner has asked that to be deferred and remain within the trust.
Is there public comment? Seeing none, do I hear a motion?
I move 313-8B.
And a second.
Is there a discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? At this time, we'll take all general public comment not related to any of the action items, if there are any.
Governor, I may just, if I could introduce a couple of staff people.
Please.
We have a new person in our land banking section, Terry Goodman. If he's out there yet, please
stand up, Terry, so we can see you.
Terry. And then Joyce Nair, who's been with the department for quite some time, is retiring. So we have a new person coming in. And Joyce, congratulations. She'll be moving out.
Yeah, congratulations, Joyce. And thanks for service.
And Governor, I'd also mention that Friday and Saturday I had the opportunity to participate with the Foreign Trade Mission. There was a large number of from the Chinese delegation, and then three or four companies represented from the Korean, South Korea. I met, had a reception over at the business school on Friday night, and then we went to Lubeck Forest the next day. And very interesting, they're really looking at Montana as a wood products potential, as well as Idaho. And I think they had a good tour over the weekend as well.
Did you get any deals closed for us?
We're beginning. They got to pencil out the rail cost to get it over to Seattle, but we'll get there.
Anything else for the good of the order? Seeing none, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned.